Now let's move on to the 12th chapter. Beginning with the first verse, now these are the priests and the Levites that went up with Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua. So he names the priests and the Levites. And when we get down to verse 7, he says, these were the chief of the priests and of their brethren in the days of Jeshua. So these are the names. He's naming now the priests and the chief priests who went with Nehemiah and Zerubbabel when they went back over to reoccupy the land. And then beginning in the 8th verse, he starts to name the Levites. And so we have the names of the Levites listed there in a roster down unto the 27th verse. And so we'd like to pick up next then at verse 27 in chapter 12. Now, beginning at verse 27, we have the account of the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem. Now here they had completed the work on this wall, 52 days I believe it was, a miraculous deed, in spite of all kinds of opposition that had by the people who lived round about. Now they were going to dedicate the wall. It seemed they didn't have enough people to populate the center of the city, so they just lived around the periphery, around where the wall was. And this dedication service now, dedicating the wall was a quite big event as it's described here. Verse 27, and at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgiving and with singing and with cymbals, psalters, and with harps. So they brought all the Levites now out of these cities round about, brought them into Jerusalem for this big dedication of the wall. And they had the thanksgiving, the singing, and all these musical instruments that he names here. And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the plain country round about Jerusalem, and from the villages of Naphtali, also from the house of Gilgal, and out of the fields of Geba and Azmaveth, for the singers had builded them villages round about Jerusalem. And the priests and the Levites purified themselves and purified the people and the gates and the wall. Now, to purify themselves is to go through some kind of an act to rid themselves of sin and to make themselves stand before God without any blot of sin standing between them and God. And as I understand it, to purify the gates and the wall is simply to cleanse the vicinity of the wall and the gates from trash and debris. Just clean them up. Then I brought up the princes of Judah upon the wall and appointed two great companies of them that gave thanks, whereof one went on the right hand upon the wall toward the dung gate. So we get two great companies of people. One went on the right hand, and one was going to go on the left hand, of course. And so he describes names the people who went on the right hand in the next few verses, down through verse 36. And he ends verse 36 by saying, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God, and Ezra the scribe before them. So here's the one going on the right hand. And at the fountain gate, which was over against them, they went up by the stairs of the city of David, at the going up of the wall, above the house of David, even under the water gate eastward. And the other company of them that gave thanks went over against them, and I after them. So it seemed that another company went to the left, and Nehemiah followed this company to the left, and Ezra followed the company to the right. And the half of the people upon the wall, from beyond the tower of the furnaces, even under the broad wall. And from above the gate of Ephraim, and above the old gate, and above the fish gate, and the towers of Haniel, and the tower of Mia, even under the sheep gate, and they stood still in the prison gate. So stood the two companies of them that gave thanks in the house of God, and I, and the half of the rulers, with me. So it seems that these two companies walked up on the wall, on top of it, and then they walked around the wall, one to the right, one to the left, and they came around to a meeting place, and there they stood as they then went about this dedication. And then the next few verses is spent naming the people who were in the company. Verse 43, also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. Their wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities the portions of the law for the priests and the Levites, for Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. And both the singers and the porters kept the ward of their God. This word ward means charge. And it seems to me that they kept a payment that was given to them. Kept the ward of their God and the ward of the purification according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chiefs of the singers and the songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. So it seems that even back from olden days, there was a custom was to pay the singers for the time they spent in the singing that they performed. And they, as you noticed earlier, they settled in areas close to Jerusalem so that they could be available for any occasion in which they might be needed. And all Israel in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah gave the portions of the singers and the porters every day his portion. And they sanctified holy things unto the Levites, and the Levites sanctified them unto the children of Aaron, showing that these goods were distributed to the Levites, and the Levites went on and distributed them to the priests or the children of Aaron. So we conclude there with the 12th chapter. We have the dedication of the wall having been given now. The population of Jerusalem has been determined. Lots were cast to cause one-tenth of the people to live there. The covenant had been made and sealed, and the people had dedicated themselves to it and enumerated some of the articles of the covenant. And so we're going to conclude at that point tonight, and next time we'll, Lord willing, begin with the 13th chapter and maybe be able to finish the book of Nehemiah. Some of this is a little uninteresting reading, and but we have to glean through that to get the parts that really are more interesting. So we'll conclude at that point now. Does anybody have any questions or any comments about the lesson up to this point?
Do you know what